Hello, everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back after a little break to the best little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we call Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next half hour, maybe 3 hours, I don't know, with the one and only Extifer.
Oh, please don't go 3 hours.
I know. Extifer told me we're not allowed to go 3 hours tonight because he's having a package delivered. Wink, yeah. Wink, nudge, nudge.
A package delivered into my asshole.
No, what's this? You made a big purchase within the past couple days, huh?
Yeah, I purchased something to go into my asshole.
No, unless it's something you didn't tell me about. Tell the listeners of Horde House, although it's not Warcraft related, it's in the same path. What did you purchase this week?
I bought a PS3.
Congratulations, a PS3. So you decided to go Team PlayStation instead of Team Xbox.
Yeah, I don't like Xbox.
Why is that?
Because they're like more about, to me, and this is just my opinion, mm-hmm. but like they're more about like FPSs.
Like Halo or Get the Fuck Out?
Yeah, that's... Right, yeah. Okay. And I'm not like into those as much. And also, the PS3 will stream everything from my computer, and the Xbox would only stream Microsoft, like, you know, stuff.
To bring it back to Warcraft for a minute, lot of people always talk about how World of Warcraft might end up on a console someday. Could you imagine playing World of Warcraft on your PlayStation 3, now that you've had some time with it?
I could imagine playing it if as long as I have, you know, my keyboard or, you know, something like that. And you can have a keyboard with your PlayStation 3, so it works. The only thing is I don't think they'll ever do it because they like to keep up with... WoW is a little bit more forgiving when it comes to keeping up with media, mm-hmm. you know, ever-changing media. But still, I mean... if they put it out on PlayStation 3, it means that they're always going to have to, you know, adhere to the graphic standards of the PlayStation 3. You know what I mean? Whereas they're, I don't know, like they're...
Yeah, I hear you. Final Fantasy 11 was always kind of held back, quote unquote, graphically, because it was on the PlayStation 2. And so the graphics in that game could never go past the PlayStation 2, even when it came out on Xbox. So it's kind of funny. Anyhow, you could check out some awesome MMOs on the PlayStation 3, like Free Realms, where you could actually play as a fairy. You could be a fairy in real life and online. You could play Final Fantasy 14. Oh, wait, no, you can't play that. you could play DC Universe is pretty good from what I hear, if you like kind of more like beat-em-up MMOs. Mm. And that's it.
Gotcha.
All right, anyway.
Isn't MAG an MMO?
Mag's kind of but you don't like first-person shooters. That's kind of what it is. It's
No, I don't like... I know, I was just wondering.
It's not really an MMO either. It's like hundreds of people. It's massively multiplayer, but it's not like other MMO. I don't know how to explain it.
Massively multiplayer Onslaught.
There we go. Okay, hey, there's our guest to help answer the questions tonight. Say hello to the very first time on Horde House. Say hello to Phantomus is joining us tonight.
Hello.
How are you doing, Phantomus?
I'm doing wonderful now that work's over.
Work's been kicking your butt this week, huh?
Yeah, well, last week, this week, many weeks to come, looks like.
What kind of work do you do for a living, if you don't mind us asking?
I just started recently a full-time job as a correctional officer.
Oh, wow.
In a short-staffed facility that requires many 12-hour days.
Oh, my gosh. Any riots broken out yet?
Not so far.
You know, I think Extifer has a fantasy or two that involve prison, but I guess we won't get into that here on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Phantomus, welcome to the show. It's your first time on the program, but I know you've sent us emails before. In fact, you're kind of the reason, quote unquote, that we have the official Horde House Guild on Drenden, right?
That would be correct.
How did that happen?
I honestly don't know. Apparently someone, I forget who it was... looked it up, and after I first sent in an email that no one had ever even heard of the server, and
that's right, we didn't believe that server exists. Yeah. I was like, Drenden? Who the hell is Drenden? Like, what does that have to do with lore? I know every other name I've ever heard, but Drenden. I guess isn't Drenden some mage that lives in Dalaran or something?
I have no idea.
There's probably people that read the books that are very angry at me right now. Like,
you should know that Drendan was a very important character in the Cataclysm.
All right. Anyhow, Phantomus, let me start off by asking you the question that I ask every single guest we always have on this show. Why do you play World of Warcraft?
Well, I guess the main reason I play World of Warcraft would have to be keep me in touch with some friends that I used to game with back when I first started MMO gaming. I basically got into the whole MMO scene my freshman year of college and really got into Star Wars Galaxies back when it was still all right and not tainted by the new game enhancements that came later.
You know what? It's so funny you bring up that game because so many people have been bitching about Cataclysm and how Cataclysm has kind of made WoW worse in some ways. But from what I understand, I never played the game, but just from what I read on the internet, because I believe everything I read on the internet, Star Wars Galaxies put out some type of patch a couple years in that just fucked the game up. Like, there's no like other way to explain it. It pissed everybody off and everybody mm-hmm. quit. Like, what happened in Star Wars Galaxies that just made everybody go, fuck this, I'm out?
Basically, well, I guess from my understanding is they wanted to go try to, you know, draw from what WoW had as a crowd and some other games and see if, you know, they could catch a different user base, catch the appeal of a different user base. Well, the whole thing, and you know, basically everyone has learned now from SOE's major mistake, is if you have this huge audience that loves the game as it is, don't fuck it up. Don't mess with it. And that's basically what they did, is that even despite protesting through all the testing phases of these new game enhancements, they completely changed how the game was played. And it taught, basically everyone just threw their arms up in the air. Some people did manage to stick around, but I was one of those that said, nope, I just can't play it. It's not what it was. And just
what
wasn't working.
What things did they introduce that really pissed people off?
Like, did they introduce, like, holy power? Because I know that kind of irritated me.
Well, aside from changing some of the way the classes were, and they did change the classes, one of the major things being that with that change of the new game enhancements, they added the fact that you could start out as a Jedi, whereas before, from the very beginning of Star Wars Galaxies, there had always been some long way to eventually become a Jedi, and that was one thing that pissed off a major player base, was the fact that, oh, all these people starting just now or started recently could suddenly be a Jedi, whereas those that had been playing since the beginning had put hours and hours and hours into the game, and you know,
back in my day, you had to work your ass off before we let you
yeah,
use the Force.
Basically.
And now you kids are just coming on in here, just wielding the Force. You don't even know, just fucking moving trash cans around and shit.
Stop using the Force. Sorry,
but X, you like the Force?
That's right. Xtofer likes it with Force.
I do like the Force, only used against me. And by me, I mean my buttocks.
All right. Anyhow, Phantomus, what do you think? I know this is a Warcraft show, but I have to ask, because we're coming out of E3 week, which is the reason why we weren't here last week. Not that I went to E3, but I went to LA, and I actually went in the convention center on Thursday, but I'll save that talk for another show. but one of the big games that was talked about at E3 was the MMO that's coming out for Star Wars now. Let's just pretend Galaxies didn't happen, and now we have the Old Republic MMO by BioWare. Have you been kind of keeping an eye on that, going, I kind of want to be a Jedi again?
I basically, as soon as somebody mentioned the fact that it was going to, like, mention the fact that they were working on it, I turned my eyes to it, and I haven't turned away. So I'm waiting as patiently as I possibly can, but you know, there are some days when I'm sitting there playing WoW, you know, flying from place to place, doing archaeology, just going, is Star Wars the Old Republic out yet?
And you'll see the Old Republic maybe walking across the room, and you kind of give it the flirty eyebrows. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
how you doing? When you coming over?
Right. Waiting patiently. So
it's going to be interesting to see the impact that has on WoW, because you know, we are all waiting for the WoW killer. Because originally it was going to be Warhammer, Age of Conan, Ion, Rift were all the WoW killers. And now we know, really, guys, we have the real WoW killer now. It's going to be Star Wars The Old Republic. going to just use the force all over WoW.
And that's the thing with that. People use that so much, and honestly, nothing will kill WoW. It's just not going to happen. There's just too many people that play it that won't be attracted to things such as Star Wars The Old Republic. But like, since I've been playing WoW, I started, what was it, the December 2005, I ended up getting that for Christmas after I turned in my City of Villains subscription that we had tried going to after Star Wars Galaxies. And I've tried, pretty sure Vanguard came out after I started playing that. No, that game wasn't even finished when it came out, so it was horrible. I've tried Age of Conans. I've tried, you know, Warhammer, Rift, ton of different games, and something always just draws me back to WoW.
So, yeah, you've sampled a little bit of everything at the buffet, clearly.
Yeah.
You play a little bit of everything. So what is it that, what do you think puts WoW at that level above all the wannabes?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I've asked myself that many times. But, you know, right now, the major thing is, you know, this is where my friends are. This is where, you know, me and my wife play. It's where my friends, a few of my friends from Star Wars Galaxies play, and I still can play with them. So that's where I'm going to be for now. And, you know, if the Old Republic does end up taking me away, then I guess that's just the way it is. But I'm sure I will always be playing WoW in some way or another.
It's where your roots are. Your roots are too deep here now. You've got to stay with WoW forever. How'd you find Horde House? How'd you find our little show?
Well, the last job I have, I was actually on the road with the local police department, and I, you know, you can only listen to the radio so many times in an 8-hour shift that you can't be sick of hearing the exact same songs over and over day after day. So I decided one day, okay, well, you know, I can't be playing WoW, obviously, while I'm driving, so maybe I'll try looking into listening to stuff about WoW, you know, keep myself up on the news and whatnot. And one day I happened to look on the WoW, and I could actually download them onto my phone, so I could just basically had my phone strapped to my seatbelt so I could hear it and could listen to the podcast that way. And I found Horde House, and basically from where I started, I'm not sure, must have been sometime in it, right after Cataclysm had started. And I listened to all the episodes previously from then, and I've listened to all the episodes since then. So,
well, luckily we're a pretty new show, so still easy for people to catch up. I just like to ask that question once in a while, because it's no secret that all the previous guests on the show have been like friends of ours and things like that, but you're someone I didn't know until you started emailing us.
Yeah.
So good times. Expert, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm good. You're just oddly quiet.
How you doing? Oh, I'm playing Zuma, obviously.
Oh, of course you are, of course. All right, let me get some more WoW-related questions for Phantomist. What is your main? What's the main character you play in any significant alts that you have?
Well, basically, with each expansion, I've had what I guess we'd call a different main, whoever hit the level cap with. Like, in the original Vanilla WoW, my warrior was main. In BC, my hunter was my main, and Wrath, I had my warlock was my main, and basically now my rogue is my main for Cataclysm. And that was basically at the end of Wrath, I had about 7 level 85s, and I got to the point where I was like, well, you know, I looked at who was leveling in the guild when Cataclysm came out, and there, you know, all these new guild achievements, and looked at an achievement and said, okay, well, I'll try to be the first, you know, 85 rogue, because nobody else was playing the rogue at the time in the guild. And so that's what ended up happening that way.
Not a single healer amongst all those characters I heard you name.
Well, and that's my original first ever character in when I started playing WoW was a druid.
Ah.
And that's who I have as my healer now. And, basically, I turned away from my druid when I hit about 40-ish, when I discovered that I was trying to level and was balance spec at the time. And I became completely frustrated and basically stopped playing him when I was attacking a mob. I want to say is some furbog somewhere that was healing itself faster than I could damage it. And I must have been fighting the guy for
15, 20 minutes before a friend of mine came and just killed it for me.
Wow.
And yeah, but now, like, since, especially since 4.0, I love balanced spec. I think it's, you know, what they've done with it is far beyond what it used to be in vanilla. But yeah, right now I have, you know, A5 Rogue, Rogue Druid, Shaman, Death Knight, Warrior, and I have an 84 Lock and 81 Hunter.
So you have as many characters as, like, MMOs that you've played in the past. So I get the sense, I get the sense you don't like to do one thing for too long. You like to do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. It's what I call gaming ADD, because I have it too. I can never play one game. And a PS3, 360, Wii, I have all of them, because I have to play every game for 1 hour before I, you know, quit and buy something else. All right. Well, one of the questions I want to ask you, and that is, you know, we've joked a lot about the Drendon server, and because, you know, we made our guild there because we went to WoW Wiki, or one of those wikis. Now there's WoW Wiki and WoWpedia now, and it's just like, I understand one was an offshoot of the other because they were getting upset about the gold farming ads or whatever, but I can never keep them separate. But one of them at one point said, Drendon is a server made up of very bad players. And I was like, oh, well, then that's clearly where we have to roll our official guild. And so I'm going to ask you, as kind of the reason why we even looked at Drendon in the first place, is it really that bad?
This is the third server that I've had as my, you know, main server, and I honestly don't have any problems with it, but I think a lot of it has to do with the, you know, the people you play with. Mm. If the people you play with suck and you hate them, then yeah, you're probably going to think that the server really sucks. But, and of course, every server has its trolls, has its really crappy people, and that evidence of that is just listening to trade chat anywhere and being in pugs. So,
well, trade chat is terrible on every server. Like, yeah. I dare you to find me a server where trade chat isn't awful. Maybe RP. I don't know. Like, I have to be honest. That's the one place I've never invested any time as an RP server. It's not that I don't, like, hate RP. It's just that I'm not, I feel like I don't know enough about WoW lore that if I tried to RP, I'd like somebody would be like, you can't do that.
I don't know. When I ERP, it's pretty trolly.
Wait a minute. That's right. I want to ask you about this because you've been doing this for like 2 or 3 weeks now, and I haven't called you out on the show on this. You guys freaking rolled characters on Moonguard or wherever that ERP server
didn't
is.
Didn't I talk about that?
I don't think you did.
Okay. Well, no. I haven't been going on there lately, but
you've been. You've been moonlighting in the gold shot.
I made it a nicely handsome, you know, human man named 6 inches, and I rolled on into the Goldshire Inn, and wow, there's a lot going on in there, let me tell you. I just go in just to look at all the people like acting funny, and we tend to make fun of them on Skype. It's fun.
Like what? When you say funny, like what? Like, give me. Like, I would think there's only so much
you know,
characters.
There's like, there. You know, the first thing I saw when I was walking up to the Goldshire Inn is these two people like standing next to a tree, and I saw slowly their clothing was like disappearing, and I'm like, they're totally like having in-game sex. Like, and then you walk into the inn and then you see a bunch of like people laying on the beds and like people like bouncing up and down on people lying down and stuff. And it's like, wow, they are constantly hitting their sit button. like this is interesting. Like, this is interesting enough to like make fun of.
Did you get to go on any of the vent servers where
I did.
Did
they shouted out, one of the people, I don't know, says to me in a whisper, they're like, hey, you want to join a big gangbang? And I was like, I didn't answer, but the person's like, we're in vent, and this is our vent server. So, of course, I want to join the vent server because I want to hear people like
acting. You're like, gangbang, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear people acting like they're in a gangbang. So I signed into their vent, and I'm just silent, and I'm listening, and just a bunch of guys like calling each other gay and like some random chick going, I fucked a guy with a strap on once. And like, she's like constantly like talking like in this like seductive thing. And then every single time she talked, like somebody chimed in with, oh, keep going. And that was my experience with the ERP server.
Oh God, the real role players are probably so mad because like that's not what the rest of RP is like.
No,
okay,
no.
I'm throwing it out there, but even the RPers have to admit ERP is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's really racist too.
Really?
We walked in once to like the inn, and we were like in one of the upstairs rooms, and like there was this white guy like standing on the bed, and then there were a bunch of black guys like cowering at him. And then they said something like somebody, one of the black guys shouted out, okay, time to go back to the fields, and they all ran out.
Sounds like somebody was multi-boxing just to be racist.
Seriously, I'm like, wow, like this is just something else.
Wow.
I was afraid to say anything. I didn't want to say anything, absolutely anything.
That's not even ERP. That's just like, this is like an episode of That's Just Wrong.
Yeah, this is wrong RP. WRP. WKRP in Cincinnati.
No, just stop. All right.
Okay.
Anyhow. We've turned the show into a discussion on erotic role play. That's awesome. On that topic, let's talk about your week in Azeroth, because it's been a little while now. You know, what was our last show? Like a week and a half ago because of E3 and all that other stuff and me being out of town. So we've had some time to play some WoW, hopefully. And what have you been doing in Azeroth besides ERP, Extifer?
I didn't play any WoW. I haven't played anything.
You're such an awesome co-host.
I've signed in seriously to see who's on, and then I'll log out because I've been filling up my time with watching reality television through Netflix. I've been watching. I finished the entire series of Hoarders.
Oh my God! Isn't that such a good show?
Yeah, you know what it is, and it's addictive.
Is season two on yet?
I don't know, but there's another show called Obsessed, and it's about OCD, and I've been watching that.
Write that down. No, yeah. Alan and I watched the entire first season of Hoarders on Netflix, and
the whole thing is on now.
No, the game we used to play with Hoarders was Will They Get Better or Not?
It's always a gamble. You don't know.
You don't know. Exactly. All right, well, look, seriously, though, since it is a Warcraft show, let me flip the coin then and say, why is... I mean, if going to watch Hoarders and Obsessed on Netflix is more interesting to you than WoW right now, why is that? Why do you not feel compelled to log in like you used to be?
Well, I've had some health issues too. I mean, I'm kind of being silly when I say it's all been Hoarders, but they prevent me from really. I just have a problem with energy, so it's like. Effects when I want to go onto the computer. It's really strange. Like, I feel like I just don't want to do that. So I'd rather sit in front of my TV and I'll play PS3 before I go on. So, yeah. But that's really it. But it's not that I don't like playing. It's just that I just don't feel like playing.
Oh my God. Seasons 2 and 3 are on instant Netflix now?
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Alan, we got plans tonight.
And they're really good, too. I finished everything. So, anyways.
I'm kind of surprised, though, because when I think, like, I'm lazy, like, I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to do anything, that's why I log into WoW.
No, I totally understand that, but it's goes beyond. It's like a... It's like I don't want to sit in front of my computer. Kind of lazy. That's like, it. Yeah, but I do still want to play, and I have stuff to do. I want to level my rogue still up to 85, and you know, I have a good time doing all of that, and stuff. But I've also been really busy at work, and it really cuts into playtime. So,
well, obviously, it's no secret that a lot of our news tonight is going to be about patch 4.2, which is coming out, you know, very soon. Do you think that that maybe is going to energize you a little bit? Like, oh, now I have dailies to do, and now I'm excited about WoW again? Or are you just kind of like, eh, there's a new season of Hoarders is starting soon?
No, I think that I will be excited to go in and do all that. I think maybe a lot of it might have to do with maybe being feeling stagnant in WoW, mm-hmm. Because of the fact that there is nothing new to do right now, and my appetite for raiding has just gone down the tubes, I don't know. Honestly, if that will come back with 4.2, but I will be very excited to see all the new stuff, if that makes any sense. I just don't know if I will have enough energy to just really dive right back in, you know what I mean?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep.
Phantomist, how about you? How was your week in Azeroth?
It was pretty good. I basically went, you know, with having so many alts, it's kind of hard to set one goal and then not end up going and doing something completely different. Basically, for the last couple weeks, I had been trying to work on my druid. You know, my guild master and friend was trying to get me to get geared so I could start healing, you know, Zandalari and whatnot. And so I was doing that, and then decided, you know, okay, I'm going to take a little break from that. And then they started doing PvP. So I was like, of all things, PvP, I just cannot stand. But, you know, being a good sport, I was like, okay, well, couple days ago, finally decided, well, I just leveled my warrior to 85 and haven't really done anything with him otherwise, so let's just do that for PvP. And so I've been kind of tooling around in there and finding it's actually, you know, not terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done a couple Tol'Barad, and that's probably the most enjoyable thing, because if I do happen to catch one person by themselves by mere happenstance, I can surprisingly kill them, when before, you know, having so many characters, it's hard for me, at least, to be prime with one certain character, and it's, you know, I guess interesting to see how I can once in a while do okay. But yeah, like, I used to be on a PvP server, and then we went to Drendon, and which is obviously not PvP, and that's one of the main things I don't miss about being on a PvP server, is that looking over your shoulder feeling and just the tension.
I was going to say, you don't like PvP, or at least you haven't until recently, yet you were playing on a PvP server?
Basically, when I first started WoW, we were on Ilun, and that was just, you know, a couple friends I played with, and I had a couple friends in real life that was like, oh, you have to come play on, I think it was Wildhammer, PvP server, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll give it a try, and basically ended up staying there because that's where my, you know, real life friend was, and I just basically, you know, grew up in that, okay, well, let's go to Hillsbrad Foothills and hope that we don't die today, you know, hope that I can get two or three quests done before I just force quit because I'm tired of being ganked all the time. But once we moved later, I think it was actually, I didn't move to Drendon until the end of BC. I couldn't go back to, you know, playing on that PvP server because it was just too much. Okay, I basically was very tense the entire time I was playing, looking over my shoulder, waiting for that, when I had gotten used to, oh, I don't have to, you know, circling my camera around myself every, you know, 10 steps I take to make sure somebody's not following me or sneaking up on me.
It was too stressful. It was a high stress situation.
Yes, basically for me.
And so now you got a job at a correctional facility where you're not having to look over your shoulder at all.
So, yeah. And even now, like, now that you can fly everywhere in Azeroth, there's no way I don't think I would ever go back to a PvP server. Because that's one of the things I always thought about. I was like, oh, you know, it'd be nice if you could eject yourself from the flight path.
Yep. Fly in and just...
And now you can. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, anything else you want to share about your week?
I guess that's basically it. You know, try to
see if I can decide which character I actually want to finish leveling next.
Which character's going to get your attention next week.
Yeah, exactly, for the time that I do have, and we'll see how it goes.
You're like one of those people on Hoarders with their cats, but they're your characters, and it's like...
Oh my god.
Pretty soon you're going to find a character you just forgot about that's going to be like in the floorboard somewhere.
It's going to be just a skeleton of a character. All right. Dead.
All right, moving on. My week in Azeroth was actually kind of similar to Extifer's in that I didn't do a whole lot. But to be well, I was out of town. Come on. And then even when I was here, I was doing E3 stuff for OLR.
I was thinking about E3 too, and that prevented me from playing.
I actually watched every single press conference, and we did radio shows. But I did do some. I did do some playing, so I do have some things to talk about. In fact, one of the big things that I did this week was we decided to step into a real raid as a guild. Not just the Ogaloth, but we actually started Blackwing Descent, and so we spent a little time learning the Magma fight. And so I spent Monday night pretty much trying to grind that fight, and it's a little disappointing because we weren't able to get it, but we were really close. Like, we got within 8%, I think, was the best kill we had, was at 8%. And considering, you know, our guild has been struggled just to even get 10 people on at the same time, let alone do a raid, I think to get that close to it felt actually really good. Like, I think everybody walked away from the raid, even though we didn't down the boss, like, realizing we can do this. Mm-hmm. Raiding is not impossible. I feel better about this. And knowing that, you know, next week or 2 weeks, whenever 4-2 drops, all these bosses are getting 20% nerfs anyway. If we had done that raid next week or whatever, we would have killed it on like the third pull. So, you know, it's definitely doable for us. And so
yeah, it's fun. Totally. And you, I mean, my guild personally, I mean, when we first faced like Magma, we didn't get him down the first night. So it's like, you know, to get that far is a good sign.
And I actually don't think the Magma mechanic is that difficult. I don't think it's any more difficult than Ogaloth's.
Any mechanics are really in the game, except for Alakir and maybe Nefarian, like, they're pretty, you know, once you get the hang of it, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike. You never forget about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the way a lot of raid bosses are. Are you a big raider, Phantomus? You do any of the raiding?
I did for... I've never actually had the time, I guess, to be, you know, in a committed raid guild or anything. Mm-hmm. At the end of Wrath, our guild, who had been casual, had been getting more and more into ICC, mm-hmm. to the point where apparently people that joined toward the end of the expansion thought that, oh, once Cataclysm comes out, we're going to be a, you know, a raiding guild, which was completely not the case.
Yeah.
And we did lose a few people over that, but we basically had to look at, you know, look at our guild charter and refine what it said, and just to say, okay, we're a casual guild. If you don't like it, sorry, deal with it or leave, basically.
It's what you're explaining really echoes what happened in my personal guild. And I think, you know, this is like a lot of folks' guild too, is that step up from how face rolly ICC rating was for a year into Cataclysm content just destroyed guilds.
Yeah, and like basically when the, you know, the Cataclysm expansion had been out for about 2-3 months, there were a couple of people in the guild. They're like, oh, why are we giving up? We're not doing heroics. You know, heroics were hard at the time. Right. We're not doing this, not getting into raiding. It's like basically having the sky is falling mentality because we're not getting into all the things that hardcore progressive guilds have been getting into. And it's like, look, you know, it's been 2-3 months. Settle down. Mm-hmm. We aren't to that point. You know, a lot of us are, you know, have families, have full-time jobs, and just basically have other things to do than, you know, wow every night and day and get into the things at the time that were way too difficult for us to get into. And it was, we like to blame it primarily on that fact that, you know, at the end of Wrath, we were actually raiding and doing really fairly well for a casual guild in the ICC raids, but yeah, so our major achievement that we've been able to do is we were the third guild on our server to reach the 25 guild level. So
oh, nice! Congrats on that. That's cool.
Yeah, so that's our major accomplishment that we've done so far this
this expansion, and you know, I'm sure towards the end of the expansion, once the new one is a year and a half probably is on the horizon, that we'll start downing those bosses that at the time now even still are pretty difficult to do. So
I'm really excited just to see how even 4.2 kind of changes the rating mechanics right now, because, you know, like I said, if 4.2 was, if we had waited till then to do our first attempt at Magma, we would have had it in the first night easily. And, you know, it's not that I want to be able to face roll everything, but, you know, I think a little reward is nice. The thing about Magma, you know, for those that, you know, because I know we have people listen to the show that don't raid, and the thing about the fight is that the biggest mechanic to the fight, probably, there's probably two big mechanics, and one of them is the war mads, and the, you know, you have to have mages that freeze them, hunters that trap them, you know, get them, slow them down, because if one worm touches one person in your raid, that person's pretty much dead, and it's just going to lead to a domino effect. So it's like all 10 or even 25 people just have to know exactly what they need to do. And then there's this whole other mechanic that's actually kind of neat, where people jump up on Magma's back in order to like chain him to the ground, and so you get a few minutes to whack on his, you know, head for double damage or whatever. And
no,
what
not that last headache. Part? No.
You have to chain
I'm
him
sorry,
down.
I was playing Zuma, so I heard whack on head.
You heard and whack like, and chains and head, and you got all excited. Yeah, yeah, like,
I like whacking. I like chains, and I like head.
I know you do.
Especially head.
But anyway, yeah, so yeah, some mechanics are kind of interesting, but it is definitely a one oops or even just bad luck will just wipe the raid. So it's going to be interesting to see when gear can kind of fix some of that. Yeah, it's like Defile, exactly. All right, so that was pretty much my big thing. Otherwise, I've been trying to run daily heroics here and there. I'm trying to get up to 4,000 justice points, or at least combine between my justice and valor, for when the next patch hits. I have full justice going into it to just unload on the new gear and get as geared up as possible without actually downing any raid bosses. Be awesome. So that's pretty much my week in WoW. So let's go to Extifer with the news.
Really? It's time for that?
It is.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't sound too excited. I know you don't actually play WoW anymore.
No, I do. I just signed on today.
During the show. Wow.
Yeah, actually,
that.
Right before the show. It actually has to do with something we're going to talk about. The first thing I want to get... I want to talk about is that Valor Points are obviously going to be different in patch 4.2, in that they're all going to reset. So, and all of your Valor Points are going to be converted into Justice Points. And if you're at 4,000, then the excess Valor Points, if you're already the cap for Justice Points, the excess Valor Points will be converted into silver. I believe it's 47 silver per point. So, you know, not a whole lot, but, you know, for what it's worth, you know, gold is gold. So, you know, that's good. So, otherwise, they're upping the amount of valor points that you earn, in raids. So now instead, I think it's like 70 right now per boss. In 4.2, it's going to be 120 per boss in the Fireland raids, and in 25 man, it's going to be 140. So you can get quite a bit of valor points in 1 week now. Otherwise, that, any comments on that?
I heard something, Rob, about that they were messing with the caps, though. Like, people were irritated because you would be able to get, I think it was something like, if you run all your troll heroics, then your rating doesn't give you anything, because you can, I think the cap is 980 now for rating too.
I think that they changed about that, because I'm pretty sure I saw the conversion thing and it said, or the caps already, and it was over, well over 1,000. But I might be wrong. I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but
I think what you mean, well, like, yeah, with the cap, the weekly cap is basically you can get all of the weekly cap with raiding, or you can do so much of it with the Zandalari and regular heroics, and then the rest of it in raiding. But yeah, you can't like get more than that weekly cap still. So basically it's, you know, well, if you
are really bored a couple days and you're, you know, not raiding that night or the next night, and you do cap out from Zandalar, from the limit that the Zandalari and regular heroics have, then you only get so much from raiding left. So it's like, well, why raid that extra day if you're not going to get any valor points for it, I think is what the deal would be.
Mm-hmm. But so I'm just trying to find where that is for the...
And then for guilds like me that aren't actually raiding, I'm just kind of like, fuck them. QQ more about your cap changes. Exactly. No, but I think if a guild can do an entire Firelands clear, which would be what, 7 bosses at those valor, they would hit the cap without ever having to run a heroic.
Right.
It's gonna take all these very skilled players out of the queue, and there's no reason for them to run heroics except for those satchels.
Yeah, I think that I don't know, like what's gonna happen. I think that people that love to raid will still raid. People that love to do heroics will still do heroics. I don't think much is gonna change in that. I just think that the rewards will be viewed in a lesser light.
Yeah, and one thing, heroics are not gonna die anytime soon, because one other big thing that we can't forget is coming is this whole real ID dungeoning thing, which is gonna breathe the big life back into heroics. I mean, not everybody's gonna be on board, but there's definitely gonna be some people that have been like, okay, this has been a long time coming that I want to run with some other people on this other server, and we need to go in Dungeon Finder to round out our group, you know. So there's still all that to come that's gonna be a huge boost in the dungeons.
Yep. So the next thing I want to talk about is that, and I actually didn't list this in the things that I sent, but it is notable, and I don't think I talked about it before, but there, for those of us that are druids that complain that we don't get to see our gear when we're in kitty form or bear form or boomkin, there's a small victory, I guess you can say, when it comes to that, because starting with 4.2, there is an item that at least kitty druids will be happy about. It's called the Fandral's Flame Scythe, and it comes from Major Domo Staghelm. And basically, if you have this staff equipped, when you go into kitty form, once you enter combat, you change into this really pretty looking fire cat. And it's really nice for those that have been complaining that you don't get to see any changes, you know, with depending on what you're wearing. Now at least there's going to be one item that's going to change the way that you look when you enter combat, so I think that that's pretty nice, you know. Obviously there's nothing that they're going to do for bears or boomkin in the immediate, you know, future. But
bummer, because I'd love to see a flaming boomkin.
That'd be awesome. Although, wouldn't you? Turn
and then you'd
chicken?
Have a little fried moonkin after that, like
Kentucky Fried Moonkin.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it's awesome. I think that this is just a taste of maybe hopefully what's to come, and you know, that way they can start to cater towards the, you know, aesthetic values that we like, you know, when we're druids and we don't always get to see. So
what's going to be hilarious is the first time a guild gets that item and then like a freaking hunter rolls on it.
I know, but the thing is, it is a hunter weapon too. So there's going to be competition for that weapon, but druids will definitely want it. I mean, I'm not a kitty druid and I want it. You know what I mean? So that'll be interesting. I mean, obviously, I would pass it to somebody that needs it first, and
but
then,
eventually, all the cats will have it, and then it's yours.
It's because the kitty looks awesome. I don't know. You can YouTube it, you know, but it does look really awesome in motion. So it's one thing to see the pictures; another thing to actually see it, you know, in combat. So. But the next thing I want to talk about is that they released the new trailer for patch 4.2. That was released this week, which caused a lot of people to think, you know, maybe the patch is coming next week. But don't get your hopes up in the air, because it looks like the patch isn't going to happen next week. It's going to happen the week after. Apparently there is a post by a Blue that actually has the date of June 28th, and people are reading into it, thinking that it is going to be on the 28th. So,
there's more frequent, smaller patches.
Yeah. And also, keep in mind that, they did release a new build for the PTR this week, and it wasn't labeled release, which also coincides, you know, it makes people believe that it really is going to be on the 28th. Because usually they won't release a patch that doesn't say release at least a week before they release the patch.
But at least there's a trailer, so you can see what you're not going to be playing until the 28th.
Exactly. So if you want to see that, just I'm sure you can see it through Blizzard's splash page that comes up. I'm sure you've already seen it by now. But otherwise, the last thing, or actually this is kind of minimal, but I'll just put it out there. The new animation for looking at your map is going to be in the game come 4.2.
Hooray!
Yeah. So those of you that are really excited, you know, those of you that look at your map all the time, and you don't mind an extra animation to go with it, well, you know, your prayers have been answered.
I can't wait to run into Warsong Gulch and just run out in the middle of the field and look at my map.
I can't either, I'm telling you. I can't wait for that little... It's little things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know, because that's what I'm like in real life. It's like, I don't under... Where is map? I don't understand. Yeah. How do I get to McDonald's?
Yeah, exactly. So,
I guess I'm not aware what the change was going to be, but even with Cataclysm, I thought the maps looked a lot nicer. They looked a lot more clean.
Oh, no, there's going to be a map emote where your character will actually open up a little map.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So yeah. I can go stand out in the middle of Warsong Gulch and be all like, is there a Starbucks around here?
And everybody will be able to see that you're looking at your map.
Exactly.
Stop looking. Can't you wait? Like, can't you just wait till the...
Where's the horde?
Like,
I don't
stop
see them.
Looking at your fucking map. Get out of the fucking graveyard looking at your map.
But men will never look at the map.
No.
No.
Male characters.
Male character. Yeah, male characters will not be looking at the map unless you're a blood elf.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. It's funny. Same humor.
All right.
The last thing is pretty big thing to a lot of people, and I didn't actually learn about it till right before the show.
That's how we roll here at Horde House.
Yeah, exactly. But it has to do with the authenticator. If you use an authenticator to play WoW, and you probably do, because I think probably most people do by now, you'll notice that if you sign on to the same computer repeatedly, that you won't get the authenticator prompt, because this means that Blizzard trusts your computer, and they think that you don't need to sign on with an authenticator. This has a lot of people up in arms, apparently, because a lot of people assume that this has to do with, you know, maybe it remembers your IP address, and a lot of people think that you can clone an IP really easily, which is true, and thusly get hacked. From what I understand, Rob, you were saying that the IP thing was kind of disputed by Blizzard, saying that it has more to do with the IP address.
Yeah, well, what's funny is that this is the first time I've realized that the Blizzard customer service Twitter, which is Blizzard CS or something like that, that they actually are not just posting like generic updates anymore. Like, there's somebody actually working it, replying to people through Blizzard. That's how I was kind of reading all this, because a bunch of people, of course, when you want to bitch about something, you go to Twitter, right? And so they were, you know, going to Twitter at Starbucks. Fucked up my mocha today. I am so angry. But in this case, it's people going at Blizzard. Where is my option to always require this? I don't want you to remove it. Da da da. You know, and people are saying, can't somebody spoof my IP address? And somebody literally replied to one of these people going, there's a lot more that goes into it than just your IP address. And to cap it off, it didn't just say that, but it had a cute little anime wink after it. Like the little,
nice.
Little, like, you know, hee hee, like cute.
Well,
little
that
kitty
just
wing.
Means that just means they're
that,
they're
well,
Asian.
That
they
just
know
means
what
that the
doing.
Twitter's being run by a 13-year-old girl, which is fine. But you know, I'm just so clearly there's more going into it than your IP, but they don't want to tell you what it is because they don't want the enemy to know. I have a theory.
Clearly, clearly they're Asian and they know what they're talking about.
Have you ever noticed that when you log into WoW, that once every few weeks or so, especially when there's been a new patch, a little window will pop up that says submitting non-specific system information to
yes.
Blizzard?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that maybe it's like figuring out what your motherboard is. And so like it can figure that out from the bark or like your serial number on your code or whatever. But I'm being handed a note. I'm being slipped a note that says Mac address of Ethernet card most likely. That makes sense that it knows your Mac address.
Yeah, I guess.
So
I kind of like it, to be honest, just because, you know, like you'd hope that somebody's not hacking your, you know, account from your computer. If they are, then they're not really that nice friends or relatives or what have you. But, you know, ever since they went back to having the extra pop-up window instead of the just three entries at the beginning, it's like, okay, really? Either give me the three entries back or do something, because it's just annoying having that extra pop-up window all the time.
You know, as much as I give Blizzard shit on this show, and believe me, if Blizzard needs to be criticized, I'll be the first to do it. But I kind of trust them on this. Like, I think they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They've been leading the path when it comes to security in the games and so forth. Even though I've been hacked before and I was very angry then, I think Blizzard's come a long way on education and so forth since then. I kind of trust them on this. They've already actually been doing this system. I think a lot of people forget they have been doing this system already. It's the phone authenticator. Remember they rolled that out like 3 months ago? Is that you could get a phone call to authenticate your account or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works. Like, I think they call you and you punch in a number, like your PIN or whatever, and it'll let you log in the game. But that would only happen if it suspected you were logging in from a computer that wasn't your usual computer.
Right.
So they've already been doing that system for a while. It's just it's probably the most widely unused because of the free application on iPhones and Androids and all that.
Exactly. And I think that if it was such a big deal that we would already see people's we would already see stories coming out that people are being hacked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that that's telling that they're able
all
to
all the
do
other
this.
Hacks going on in the world right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if somebody wants to put their code in every time, I guess why not have a little switch require code every time? If somebody wants that, why the hell not?
Personally, I kind of get annoyed and I forget about my authenticator, and a lot of times I'll have my lights turned off, you know, and I use the classic authenticator. I don't use my mobile one on my phone. So a lot of the times I'm like, oh, crap, I have to go over to my, you know, switch, turn it on and look at the stupid number. And so this way it's like it alleviates that, I guess. And actually, I wanted to say right before the show, I signed on with the authenticator, you know, because I wanted to check it out. And I was prompted for the authenticator the first time that I signed on. And I immediately signed out and I just tested it to sign back in. And lo and behold, no authenticator prompt.
Yep.
So it is definitely up and running, and it's from, you know, I look at a lot of porn and I click a lot of links. Mm-hmm, so just letting you know
that you could have got
it. You know out there that if anybody's going to be hacked, it's probably this guy.
Now, one other thing that happened, I think this happened during the week we were off, is that the iPhone app got an update. I'm assuming the other ones did too, but I don't know because I use an iPhone because I'm stuck up and I buy Apple products. but the iPhone now has a registration code or some other additional code that's on it now in case you have to write it down somewhere safe in case your phone ever fries itself. And you might remember about 3 months ago this happened to me. My iPhone thing just reset itself and I lost the original serial number and it was gone. And you can't like manually input the serial number you used to have. So I had to actually call Blizzard, sit on hold for 45 minutes and get my stupid thing reset. And I was a little irritated when that happened. But thankfully, it apparently has not just happened to me, because now they have this safeguard in place for that. If somehow your phone does fry, you can use this serial code or whatever to reset the whole thing, which is nice.
Nice.
It's a good thing at the end of the day, as long as you don't.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, LulzSec or Anonymous or whoever doesn't get that code.
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Especially LulzSec.
Okay. So
bastard. But that's it. That's all the stuff that I had to talk about.
All right. Well, let's get into the topic of the week. Every week here on Horde House, we like to discuss one little topic, usually that's topical, about the week's news. And so since we had a story tonight about Valor Points being converted into silver, I thought we'd kind of run with gold in WoW right now, because I noticed that between all these like gold perks and bonus gold from bags and so on, there seems to be a gold overkill right now. Like, there's some people that are just rolling in the fucking dough. So the topic of the week this week is, what am I supposed to do with all this extra gold? What extra gold sinks does WoW need? You know, pets are gold sinks, mounts are gold sinks, repair bills are gold sinks. What other gold sinks does WoW need? Extifer, we'll start with you.
You know, I was thinking about this, and I don't know if they need extra gold sinks, because with every new patch, you're probably going to be spending a buttload of gold anyway. And I personally think that it still takes a lot of effort on one's part to make gold in the game. Granted, it's not as much as it used to be, but it still takes effort nonetheless. And I mean, I'm saying this, and I'm sitting at probably like 3,000 gold in my bank, which I, before Cataclysm, I was rolling in like 50k gold, you know, and I blew it all spending it on gear and, you know, whatnot. So it goes really fast. So I'm just saying, I don't think that there's should be any more like huge gold sinks. I mean, you have already some big gold sinks as a result of Cataclysm, whether it be, you know, just pieces of epic gear, mm-hmm. or, you know, the alchemy mount.
So you're basically saying, screw this topic, I hate it.
No, I'm just saying I don't think they need them. Like, I say that gold is, you know, it still takes effort to make it, and it's still, you know, there's still stuff in the game that you can get that'll take a lot of your gold.
Wait, I got to ask this question real quick. Slice Pop, how much gold did you have on your character before you bought those mounts?
About 34,000
gold, and then he bought the mammoths. How much gold is in your guild's bank right now?
Around 800K, I think.
800,000 gold sitting in the guild bank.
See, that's for a lot of uses, though. I mean, you can, if anything, it's for tons of, you know, you don't have to worry about gold repairs at all.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I mean, it's for security, pretty much, I think.
All right. Well, let's go to Phantomus and see what Phantomus thinks. What extra gold sinks does WoW need?
I guess one I thought of, if anyone recalls, like in Diablo 2, there was that one vendor in each city that had the basically random item enchantments, where you just knew which kind of item you're buying. You didn't know, you know, the quality of what it was going to be. It's basically like gambling for gear. And I think that would be interesting to see, you know, having a chance to drop, you know, even just things that you can get from like regular, like the Zandalari heroics, for example, you know.
Interesting. Like, what if you could get an enchant for like your tabard or something? I don't know, something that enchanters can't do. That the best one in the game would be like from a random gambling game. Interesting.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, like honestly, I don't have gold because I have way too many characters, and you know, when you get multiple characters that require, you know, I can only stand 150% speed for so long. It kind of drains your inventory. So,
All right. What extra gold sinks does WoW need? Besides the obvious answer, blood elf pornography, like, you know, porn and things like that, that you could do that.
No, it's obvious. Yeah.
And I've got slipped another note here. Vial of the Sands is the big money sinking cataclysm. The special vendor mats alone are 30k plus 10k of farmed mats. Yeah, but the price of that's going to go down as the expansion gets older.
Well, yeah, but as they release new expansions,
well, maybe I don't want that
gonna
stupid thing.
Well, maybe you don't have to get that stupid thing. Then you don't have to spend your gold.
Well, I think
lousy some bitch.
Here's the gold sink that I think WoW needs. I know I brought this up on the show before, but playing Fable 3 the one little thing I do like about the Fable series that this kind of reinforced, a real estate market would be an awesome gold sink. What if you could actually buy the Gold Shire Inn? And then you could like make a tax on some of the vendors there and get some of the gold there. And the game turns into this whole real estate thing, like buying and selling big properties and like Stormwind, like who gets to own the cathedral? It's like WoW Monopoly.
But see, like then you have people that just hold on to it. And what if they quit the game? Then you see like this place belongs to so and so. It's like, God damn it, they haven't even signed on in like 15 months.
Well, if they don't sign on,
it goes into foreclosure.
Yeah, exactly. They go into foreclosure. If they don't pay their monthly bill, they get foreclosed on.
Gotcha. I guess.
Jaina walks by, boards up the house.
Star Wars Galaxies, where you go into a city that's been completely abandoned before they removed all the houses, and you just see multiple houses just burning because nobody had been paying the repair bill because they weren't there.
That'd be nice. Awesome. Just all these random houses on fire. Yeah. I want to buy the house up on the hill by Stormwind with all the sheep. I don't know if you've ever been to this house. It's not even on the map, but there's a house. You fly up in the mountains, and there's a guy that lives there with a bunch of sheep. And if you kill all his sheep, he just comes out of the house and starts yelling at you, like, how rude!
Where is that
what
at?
What is wrong with you? It's out just outside Stormwind. It's technically on the map for Elwyn Forest. It's kind of in the northeast portion of the map. There's a guy in a house who's got like 20 sheep living outside, and all you have to do is run out there and kill all his sheep, and he'll be all, "Hi, this is so rude. I never."
Nice. I didn't know that.
And I'm going to buy his house. All right. Anyhow, what do you think? What other gold sinks does WoW need? Or does WoW have plenty? Do you think this question is stupid? Twitter.com/hordehouse, or you can send us an email, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. That's our email, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Speaking of emails and tweets, let's get to the tweets that have been collecting up for the past 11 days, of which, guess what? There's not very many of them.
Oh.
I guess everybody else was consumed with E3 news and all that, because we didn't get a lot of stuff. So
they got in touch with the Wii U.
Exactly. The Wii U.
Which is the dumbest thing ever, I've come to believe.
Really? Why do you think the Wii U is the dumbest thing ever?
Because, well, I just read that the screen on the little controller that they're introducing is not even a capacitive touchscreen.
Yeah, it's a DS touchscreen, basically.
Yeah, which is just ridiculous and just backwards to me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just that alone just makes me be like, oh, come on, Nintendo.
But you can play Batman Arkham City on it.
Oh! Guess what? I'm sure I'll be able to play it on my brand new spanking PS3, too, about a year before the Wii.
All right, wrong show. This is okay. The WoW show, all right.
Too many tablets.
All right. I know, too many things. They're supposed to be going in my pocket. Anyhow, let's get to our one and only email this week. I'm so disappointed in the listenership. We need to flood the mailbag next week, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Flacco Jones, of course, is our one and only email this week. And emailing us about the topic of the week last week, which was, what would Blizzard announce at E3, which ended up being nothing, which a lot of people speculated. They didn't say anything. Blizzard was not even at E3. Activision was barely at E3. They had a booth, but they weren't showing anything in their booth that was not behind the door.
Wouldn't it have been so cool if Activision showed up and been like, Diablo 3 is coming to PS3 or something like that?
Well, isn't that funny? That's what I said should happen last week.
Yeah, I know. But and I was like happen. Almost wondering if that could have happened. No,
and it didn't.
Anyway,
because Blizzard does not need to pay thousands of dollars to have a section of the LA Convention Center, because they can charge you $125, $175, whatever the fuck they're charging now, to come to them.
Exactly.
In their backyard. So why do they need E3? Activision's not even in the ESA. Anyway, wrong show. All right. Flacco Jones emails us, Rob stole my answer, which is definitely going to happen. Which was the Diablo thing. Oops. But that might be, of course, BlizzCon. Be the big thing too. So I will go even further and say they would announce WoW on consoles at a hypothetical E3. Well, not this year, buddy. It didn't happen this year, unfortunately. But again, There's always BlizzCon. And there's got to, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any major game announcements at BlizzCon. Well, that's probably a mistake, actually. They may announce the new WoW expansion, and they may finally actually admit that Titan is a game. That may happen this year. So we'll see.
And that Diablo 3 might come out before the world ends.
That's right. In 2012. Anyway, that's it for emails. That was the one and only email we got.
Wow.
We did get some tweets, so let me get to the tweets.
Okay.
Fidel61 tweets us, "Been away from WoW due to a move. I need my fix. Hook a brother up." Okay.
Oh, was your bowel movement that big?
Well, what you need to do, why don't you either send us your login and password and we'll log in for you and help you out. Or since you're able to tweet, you could just, I don't know, install WoW and log in yourself.
You know what? I hate it when I'm away from my computer due to a bad move. I'm just like in the bathroom going, "Oh, I wish I was at my computer right now."
But here's the thing.
But being the operative word, yes.
When the Wii U comes out, you will be able to stream the image from your Wii U to that little tablet in the potty.
And I'm so glad I'm having this bad move right now because I have my Wii U.
That's right, and I'm playing Batman Arkham City on the shitter.
Exactly.
That's right.
I need to sit down anyway.
Riddle me this, Batman.
With my Nintendo system that still has a flash drive. I am so excited.
Flacco Jones tweets us, "What are you guys going to do first whenever this patch drops?" Well, I'll log in and I'll not get asked for my authenticator code. I'll go check out the new dailies because I hear there's pets and stuff. I think start on the new dailies. I'm going to go to the clusterfuck that will be wherever those dailies are.
And there will be new grinds for the next patch. I don't think I talked about it, but there will be a new currency that you'll be able to store up and spend on new items and junk, you know. And so, and it'll be not bullshit items. They'll be epic items that you can spend things on that won't be worthless. It'll be higher than level 359 gear, eye level. So you'll be happy if you do dailies.
Oh, yeah. The first thing I'm going to do for real, though, Flacco Jones, I'm going to go spend my justice points on the new justice gear that used to be valor gear. That's what I'm going to do first. I'm going to buff up my ret set.
There you go.
That'll be the first thing I do. Phantomus, anything that comes to mind for you?
Given that they pushed back the date to the 28th, I will be playing Black Ops new maps instead, most likely.
But not
and
on
then
the
waiting
Wii U.
For everybody
not on
else.
The Wii U. Yeah.
No, not
on
at all.
On your Xbox 360.
On my 360 because I love it much more than the PlayStation.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you.
Although, you know, again, getting away from WoW a little bit, since they just announced that Dust514 is going to be only for PS3, I might have to get one now.
You know,
you might have to.
You know what there's a lot more of, though, on Xbox than there is on PlayStation, Xtifer.
A lot of poontang.
No. On you get tons more on Xbox than you do PlayStation. You know what it is?
What is it?
Racists and homophobes.
Oh, so it's like WoW.
Yes. All right. RZBG at our Twitter, twitter.com/hordehouse. "As a fellow hunter," says RZBG, "I got to say, you're right. I used to be a tank, good tank. Now I'm a bit of a huntard, but having fun." Remember how I was talking about I started a hunter a couple weeks ago and my IQ dropped by 20 points?
Mm-hmm.
let's see. Peeker Uno, as part of his live blog of the show, responded to the topic of the week, a Nintendo 3DS WoW spinoff. Yeah, that's random. You could see Jaina's rack in full 3D. She will cry 3D tears. Be an amazing 3D.
But you have to hold the system still.
Yes, and it has to be exactly 2 feet away from your eyes, or she'll kind of, like, you'll see double Jaina's.
All right. Tilted at a 40-degree angle.
Exactly, and the moon has to be aligned with Jupiter. Peeker Uno also says about last week's topic of the week, he meant complete beginner's videos, not bosses, but more like choosing a character, interface, etc. We were talking about enhancements to the website, I believe, a few weeks ago, and he had responded videos, and we went off on this tangent about the YouTube strategy videos, and he's like, that's not what I meant. I meant like beginner's intros and things like that. So, just to clarify. Let's see if there are any other tweets last week. No, they're all responses to... Yeah, when I asked for a guest last Sunday, we got a lot of people that were like, I'd love to do it, but I can't. And I was like, that helps me right now. That's awesome. No, I do appreciate all of our tweets. Twitter.com/Hordehouse. Send us more tweets and send us more emails. HordehousePodcast@gmail.com. Ask Extifer.
Really?
Yeah,
he enjoys it. You're going to put that on me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's it for tweets. That's it for emails. That means that's it for the show.
Really?
Yeah, I know, right? Now you can go get your package, Extifer.
That's in like an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
Welcome. Well, Phantomus, thank you for joining us on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you had fun. We hope it was everything you were hoping for and more, being a guest on the program.
Indeed.
We'll have to have you back sometime. Hopefully when Extifer is actually playing well.
Hopefully.
Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
I guess my final thought is, if you really enjoy playing with certain people, then play with the people you like to play with. Don't play somewhere else just because you feel like you need somewhere else to be. So, and that's what keeps me in the game. I guess everybody their own, but...
Unless that somewhere else is the best little Horde House guild on the Drendon Horde side.
Yes,
come find us.
There.
Yes, that's right. Come find us.
Yeah.
The guild
come find me.
Get
Never.
Your friends for us. Yeah. Way more fun. All right. My final thought is I'm going to Trader Joe's tonight, which is a great supermarket. And if you don't have one in your town, that's unfortunate because they're an awesome supermarket. And I didn't get paid for that plug.
Oh.
Extifer, what's your final thought tonight?
I like Trader Hose, personally, and I did get paid for that plug in my butt, that butt plug. That
you got at Trader Hose.
Yeah, that I got at Trader Hose.
All right.
Free butt plugs at Trader Hose.
All right. Well, Extifer, try to play some WoW this week.
I will do my best.
All right. And maybe we'll have patch 4.2 this week. Or maybe we'll have nothing to talk about on next week's show. But
or maybe
fun.
I'll take a 4.2 in my toilet.
Oh. You know what? If we could just talk. You know what? If we don't have 4.2 next week, we'll just talk about the Wii U next week. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. That sounds
awesome.
Great.
All right. Until
That's
next
sad.
Time. See you on next week's show, everybody. Bye. Thanks
right,
for joining
bye.
Us.
Yeah.
Good night.